Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jacked up jive talk for janitors, jazz cats and gin-soaked boys and girls.
Zaptamundo.
If you're awake, you're welcome.
I've got 5 cactus needles stuck in my...
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, I'll be bunking off 20 minutes early tonight. Kath will be here holding the fort.
I won't. Well, you will.
I
need to produce you. If you're not here, I'm not producing anything.
Got the Talk Radio handbook here.
Excellent.
A producer...
Yep.
...will be in studio, mm-hmm, or adjoining studio...
Yep. I'll be adjoining. I'll be next door watching First Dates.
...until...
What?
...the allotted time of the aforementioned programme, mm-hmm, bracket C, paragraph B, from the earlier section, has ended.
Right.
So this programme doesn't end until 1 o'clock.
Yep.
So you will be
here...
here
till 1 o'clock.
Yeah, you'll be here till 1 o'clock.
You will be here.
No. I have to leave. I've explained this. I have to leave.
Why?
20 minutes early because it takes me longer to get home on the bike.
Yeah, but you'd have to be home at a certain time. You knew when you came on that it was going to take you longer.
It's not safe.
Well, we both know it's not safe. Still fun, though, isn't it?
I'll be leaving 20 minutes.
You won't.
I'll be leaving.
You won't. I'll tell the boss.
I will be leaving 20 minutes late. Early. Got me confused now. I'll be leaving 20 minutes early. Has anyone ever won an argument, right? You say, yes, you will, and I say, no, you won't, right? And has anyone ever won an argument like this? Pay attention. Go.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
Has anyone ever actually won an argument like that? Has anyone ever... Because that's a bold move to take. Because if the second person doesn't pick up on it, the first person is stuck with what they said. They've just reversed their position and then the second person go,
excellent, I'm glad you come around to my way of thinking.
Thanks a lot. So you've got to be so careful with that. But I will be leaving 20 minutes early. Sorry?
You know.
No. Is that... I will be leaving 20 minutes early.
No.
Say that again?
No.
No. Say it again? Say that word. Look, 2 little letters. N-O. What does N-O spell? I'm not going to jinx you. I promise I'm not going to jinx
you. You know very well what it spells. No.
Say it again?
I don't need to say it again.
I'm not going to jinx you.
I know, because I'm not playing.
You're not playing what?
No.
Sadiq's dropped off. I was really looking forward to going to talking to Sadiq.
Mm-hmm. This is what happens.
I mean, let me call Sadiq back. Hang on a minute.
This is what happens.
Of course I do.
Oh, for the sake of 20 minutes.
I've got to leave 20 minutes early. It's not
You've
like
You've got nowhere to be.
Don't talk to me like that. I've got to leave.
This is the Talk Mobile voicemail service for...
For an idiot. This is Sadiq. Sadiq called in and then bottled it. It's...
For...
Oh, okay.
Leave a message after the tone. When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
All right, Sadiq. Is Ian... Lee, I've got to leave 20 minutes early.
No.
I've got to leave 20 minutes early tonight. I have, for health and safety reasons. I've risk assessed it, and the risk is high within my assessment. So I hope that's all right, Sadiq. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Let's go to my good friend, Nick. Good evening, Nick.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are your testicles hanging? Are they hanging well?
They are.
Because that's what that means.
How's it hanging?
Is that what that question means? How's it hanging? Does it mean your testicles or your penis or life?
Penis.
Your penis.
Think.
All right. Yeah. So how is your penis hanging down between your legs? How is that? Is it hanging? Is it hanging
this is
nicely?
Very personal question.
Is it
exactly to the left generally? But yeah.
Oh, because I thought
Kath was a dick.
Oh no, I thought.
Aren't your balls normally held back by your willy?
Well, not in this seat, they're not. No.
Nick has phoned up, and within seconds, we're both sexually harassing him.
I'm not. Aren't your balls normally held back by your willy?
That's sexual harassment.
That's if you're lying face down. Kath was a dick. Hey,
dick.
Come on.
Dirty pervert.
Horny.
Don't be so silly, Kath.
That's my youngest. He now talks. He's got a deeper voice than me. Nick, I'm so sorry. We are offering counselling for anybody affected by any of the issues. If you're affected by any of the issues in tonight's show, then please call the following number.
03444991000.
That's...
So you're leaving 20 minutes early.
No, he's not.
I've got to leave.
There's a statement in the handbook that you can leave 20 minutes early.
No.
I have to leave 20 minutes early.
And presumably you're going to be putting a bill into the show for your full amount, I assume.
For the full amount, correct, yes. Of course, so I turned up. Look at those lovers.
Not minus 20 minutes.
There's some lovers walking past the studio, arm in arm, they're making sweet love tonight. Holding hands, looking in each other's eye. He's rubbing his hands, he's warming them up. He's hoping he gets to touch her up. They are lovers, sweet, sweet lovers. He's looking in her eye, he's feeling so fine. She wants to know if he will always be mine. But when I say mine, I mean hers, because they are lovers. Sweet lovers making sweet, sweet love.
It's just two people having a conversation.
They were walking up. They had their arms around each other, actually. They actually had their arms around each other. And I'm sorry, Nick, I don't know about you, but when I see young people, young, beautiful people in love, it fills me with love. I know I'm a miserable old goat, but it fills me with love and joy. And on a hot day like this, imagine their naked bodies.
Oh,
sweaty,
stop it!
Sweaty, just going at it. They so much energy, these young people. They're legal. So much energy. So much. Hours and hours. Then when it's finished once, they go back again. Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, by the way, that sex therapist who sits in the room while you're having it off.
She's up for it. And I don't just mean that. I mean, she's up for coming on the show.
She's coming on the show. And we've got some good news. Should we tell him now? Sam, she's offered to sit in on you and your girlfriend making love and take notes. It won't be recorded. It won't be any video. There'll be no audio. She's going to take notes and come in and discuss it.
Am I paying for this or is this
no,
free session?
No, free.
Normally 200 quid. So we're basically, we're giving you £200.
I mean, you'll have to supply the clipboard.
The what board?
Clipboard.
Clip. So sorry. So sorry.
Paper and pen.
Yeah, here we go. Could be fun. Nick. Ah, Nick's here. I forgot all about Nick.
Hello, Nick.
Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Oh, hang on. Young lovers having an argument, body language changing. He's folded his arms, she's taken a step back, but not because he's threatening. They're just having an argument, the sex is off. Nick, actually happening outside this studio tonight. Actually happening where I can see it. Right thank where I can see it.
Thank
it's
goodness, right in the corridor, all they can hear is Virgin Radio.
It's right in my eye line. It's outrageous behaviour, but so beautiful. Nick, what do you want, man, for God's sakes?
Stop beating around the bush.
See, I feel really, really bad now. We spoke last year about my neighbour, and he was suffering from mental problems, and he said that he wanted to kill me. I don't know whether you remember that.
I remember that, yes.
Yeah. Anyway,
oh, yes, I do remember that.
Last weekend, he was arrested, unfortunately, because he kind of kicked off in the street. I wasn't there. And the police he's been sectioned. I came back from work fairly late. And the police were just leaving. And they said, oh, by the way, he's been sectioned because he's been kicking off. And we found a list of people that he wanted to kill that he'd written in his bedroom. And guess who was number one?
Donald Trump.
No. So it was Boris Johnson. No.
It wasn't you, was it? No. Mate.
And I'd only taken him because I fly as well. I took him at flying the week before. We'd been to Blackpool a couple of weeks beforehand for the day to see the circus and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd taken him to the railway to, you know, try and get his mind off it. But it's bizarre because he's never come across as being violent. And a couple of days ago, I phoned the hospital where he was at to see if he was okay and see if it would be all right to just go and see him, just to have a chat with him.
Yeah.
So I went in to see him, and
it was like that scene in the Pink Panther where Clouseau goes to meet Herbert Lom in the Clouseau. Is it like that? Clouseau.
Not quite.
Okay,
there,
good.
Not quite.
Good. Good.
So I went to see him, and I asked him. I said, "Do you know what day it is?" And he said, "Yeah, yeah, it was July the whatever it was," and that was fine because a week or two before, I'd said to him, "Oh, do you know what day it is?" Because we were talking every couple of days, and he thought it was 2015. But he knew what day it was, but he said he didn't know why he was here. And I said, "Do you remember kicking off back where you lived?" And he said he had absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
And I said, "Do you remember preparing a list?" And he said, "No." And I said, "Ah, yeah, you prepared this list, and I was at the top of it." And he seemed to get quite agitated about that because he just had absolutely no memory. I think deep down he's a good bloke.
Hang on a minute. I'm really sorry to interrupt. Really sorry, Nick. I'm really sorry. Sam, can you close that blind, please? Because the I don't know if you remember my hit single Young Lovers. Let's just look at them as it closes. They're having a massive argument out there. And
I could read lips, so it's very distracting. Oh dear.
Okay, so sorry. Just keep it closed for a little bit because that was quite distracting. I'm really sorry, Nick. They were having a massive argument out there. They can probably hear us now.
You're listening to Virgin Radio.
Ixnay on the others lay. Ixnay on the others lay. Go on. Sorry, this is a serious, really serious story.
He doesn't remember the list.
Okay.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't remember the list. And they said he's never come across as being aggressive or coming across with those tendencies. The problem is he was on heroin for a long time, and then he was on methadone. He just came off it altogether.
Yeah.
And I think what he's having is effectively drug psychosis. So he's having a psychotic episode as a result of just coming off. And he's inside, obviously, now, you know, for his own protection and maybe the protection of others. And I suppose the question is, my parents think that I shouldn't have anything to do with him, but I just feel as if that's just kind of abandoning him, really, because, like I said, I think deep down he's an all that sort of guy. But I'm not entirely sure the best way to approach it for his own benefit, because when I went to see him, he's like, "Oh, thanks for coming to see me. And I said, over the past few weeks, I've taken him, like...
What was the... Without telling us too much that gives away, I don't want to know who the guy is or where he is or any of this. But he got arrested because he was violent.
No, he was kind of kicking off in the street.
What does kicking off mean? Just shouting?
Well,
or...
I wasn't there at the time.
The reason I'm asking is because, yes, sure, when he's straight and he's clean and he's on whatever drugs they may or may not be giving him, I'm sure he's a really decent bloke. But you have to put your safety first. And who knows how serious this list is? Probably not serious at all. But then again, you do hear stories, and Kath will tell me if I'm being sensationalist or not. You do hear stories where people with some form of mental illness that means they lose who they are for a while, or people with drug addictions and mental, you know, when they do sometimes attack people who have done nothing but be friendly with them. And my concern, Nick, is for your safety.
Yeah.
Because if a guy high on drugs comes at you with a knife, worst case scenario, that's a hard, and you're not expecting it, that's a hard thing to deal with, brother.
Yeah.
Go on, sorry, you're going to say something.
No, that's fine, because all I want really is for the best of him, which is why I took him, to Blackpool, took him some of Honest Honesty Railway, just try and take his mind off stuff for a while.
Yeah.
And show him that there was more to life than just sitting around and because what he's trying to do is process everything through his head at the moment, and he's just not capable of doing that. So when we've spoken, I said to him, "Right, you're not well at the moment," and he knows he's not well. I said, "What you've got is a door. You need to get through that door, get well, then figure out, once you're through the door, who you are and what you want. But until you get through that door, until you get better, just concentrate on getting better.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's almost like you have a conversation with him. He listens, but he's not taking it in. He'll say, yeah. But then he said, oh, but what about this? And I said, but we've just spoken about that.
Oh, it's like when I'm talking to Catherine better. About the show. Same reaction. Terrible. Go on, Kath. You're going to you say something.
Well, then you can't trust that you're safe with him, can you?
You can still be friendly. You can still be helpful, but from a distance that doesn't involve travelling down to Brighton together and doesn't involve sitting in an aeroplane together.
Because he may be a nice bloke, but he's not in control of himself at the moment.
He needs to prove that he's getting better. That's what he needs to prove. Honestly, I think, help him. But by helping, it can be by, taking him a pint of milk every other morning.
Giving him a ring now and again.
That speaking over the garden fence. It can be that. I have genuine concerns for your safety in that situation. And I don't say that lightly, because I'm always, the one for going to help people who are less fortunate than us. But
imagine you were your own brother. What would you say to yourself?
Don't go anywhere near.
Boom.
And I'd even say, don't even go and see him in hospital, which I've only done once, and I'd kind of like to do it again because it's in a supervised environment. But I suppose the difficulty is he just doesn't realise why he's there.
Yeah.
Well, you don't need to explain that. My mum doesn't realise more often than not why she's in a care home, and I've given up explaining it to her. When she talks about my dad being alive, I've given up telling her that he's dead. And I just kind of... I don't quite jump into her fantasy world. She thinks the care home she lives in is her work. I don't quite fully jump into it, but if she starts, I'll go, how's your day been? Oh, busy day at work. I say, what have you been doing at work then? I don't try and drag her into my reality.
No, but that's the advice they give when you're dealing with people with dementia, isn't it? It's too much of a trauma, possibly, if they understand what you're saying to them, to tell them that what they think isn't real.
Yeah.
So
pull them out of it again.
Go along with it, yeah.
Visiting hospital, if you feel the overwhelming urge to do it, that's a really kind, generous thing to do. And you're right, it's a supervised environment. I would warn against offering kind of too much hope to him, in as much as that, you don't want him to see you as like this is my best friend Nick's coming in, and when I get out, Nick's going to take me out for dinner. And you don't want to have too much of that. But if it makes you feel better going and seeing him in a safe environment, then go and see him.
The thing is, with you being getting too close or getting closer, that moment, which may only be a moment where he switches and decides that because you're the closest person, you're the person that gets it, could be dangerous,
Yeah, of course.
Nothing is going to happen, probably, right? And most people with mental illness, most people with drug addiction, they're cool people. I have both. So nothing is probably going to happen. But on very, very infrequently, sometimes things happen. And I would hate it to happen to a good man like you. I hate it to happen to anyone, but...
And also, here's the advice that someone gave to me once that was really useful. That you can't help him if you are putting yourself at risk.
Yeah.
So you've got to look after the person that may survive him, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, of course. And it is something when you look at it, you think, could this end up being in the paper?
Yeah.
And you think, there's... And because being a lawyer, you analyse things, and you think, is there a realistic possibility? Mm. Well, you can't rule it out altogether.
No.
Nick, trust your instinct is what I'm going to say. That's my last bit of advice. Trust your instinct, because you're an intelligent man, you've got a good heart, and you're sensible. I'm getting all of that from you. Trust your instinct and try not to feel bad if you do less for him than you initially thought you would like to. And you have done more than most people would do already.
Because it might just be a temporary thing. Once he gets through this particular period where things are unstable and he's still trying to find out what's real and what isn't, then you could be really useful afterwards. At the moment, actually, he doesn't really know whether he's coming or going sometimes, so all the work you do could be for nothing.
It is, and it's a shame, because when I went to see him, I had a bit of a cough. And when I was coughing, he was looking at me and said, "You're right, I've just got a bit of a cough." But he thought there was more to it than that. And, that's when you kind of really think, you're really, really not well at all, which is a real shame.
Nick, keep in touch. Let us know how it goes, man, and look after yourself. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. This is Talk Radio.
On DAB, digital radio, online and on mobile.
This is Talk Radio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers, and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
There it is. 03 44 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You all right over there?
Yeah.
So maybe I was wrong about Michael Jackson. Maybe Thriller is a good album. No, because we had the... And I'm saying maybe. I'm not saying definitely. I am one of these... I'm a rarity. Can I help you? Dude just walking past. When we used to live on the Britwell Estate, 120 Monksfield Way in Slough. I lived there until I was 11. And we had net curtains, I guess, yeah. And there was always a woman who would walk past... Have I told you this?
No.
A woman who'd walk past our window, just like that. So the house would just side on, looking in. And every time my mum would go...
That'd be my mother.
Yeah. Every time my mum would go, oh, there's old Sideways Head. Sideways Head! Every time, oh, there's old Sideways Head. If she walked past me now, I would recognise her. Every time, just walking straight down the street, head turned to look in. Oh, there goes old Sideways Head.
Knows he get.
Every single time. We just had an old Sideways Head walking past the studio. We've got a window
here.
He's
going to walk back in a minute.
You've got a window, and we're going to be sat here with our fingers up. We've got two windows. One is onto the office. I'll do a little video maybe later on. So one window is onto the office and we have the blind there closed because I don't like anybody that works at this godforsaken company. And we have another window that kind of looks out into the hallway and the lifts. That's where I saw Young Lovers, who I think maybe no more. Don't mean they're dead. I think that, anyway, let's move on from that because they can hear us now. But also just random people walk past. I guess, as you say, Catherine, they really want to listen to Virgin. And we just had a guy just walk past looking just old Sideways Head.
He did the exact same past my window as well. So
of course. Was he looking? You get it 5 seconds later.
I'm just wondering if he was looking right the entire time. If he sort of turned back and...
Maybe he's just made that way.
Maybe. Sam, we are talking about what we're going to do when I leave 20
he's
minutes early.
He's not leaving 20 minutes
yes,
early.
I
Tell
am.
Him. He's not allowed to.
If you're going early, I'm going early.
Well, no. Because we're thinking... Because Catherine will stay here. She has to. But she's refusing to... She's doing a work-to-rule thing. I used to think work-to-rule meant you would work to try and take over and rule the company.
Oh, is that not what it means? Because that's what I've been aiming for this whole time.
Are you joking?
I'm joking.
All right. Well, I only found out about 5 years ago that work to rule means you just work to the rules.
Yeah.
So you have your tea break and your lunch break and you stop dead on 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Until I was 41. Sam's only just found out. So what we're thinking, Sam, is... Well, what I'm thinking and what I'm suggesting now out loud for the first time is that you do the last 20 minutes.
Sure.
Perfect. Everyone's happy.
I'm not happy.
Well, it doesn't matter. 2/3 of the conglomerate are happy. Mm. We just had an AGM, an anal general meeting, and you lost. All right.
Well, the listener loses.
Well, whoa! Don't be rude about young
I'm not,
talent.
I'm saying about.
I'm giving also. So I'm a good man for two reasons. One, I'm leaving 20 minutes early. Two, I'm giving young talent a break.
Why are you doing talent with quote marks?
Because I don't think he's got any.
You know, he can hear.
Huh?
Sam?
Can you hear?
Yeah, I've changed my mind now, so I think I'm all right.
Okay, Sam's doing it. Sam's doing the show from 20... I've got to leave early.
You don't have to do it, Sam.
He does, actually. I bought you £15 worth of biscuits the other week, and I'll be honest...
Because you've eaten about £25 worth.
I've only had three.
There is biscuits.
I bought for him.
Yeah, because to replace the ones that you snaffled.
No, I bought him literally £15 worth of biscuits. I've had three of them. I bought them. I should be getting about a third of those biscuits.
Why did you buy them?
So he would give me biscuits.
No, because you'd taken his biscuits over years.
So, Michael Jackson, documentary, 03444991000. That's it. I'm one of those rare broadcasters that constantly reevaluates my thoughts, my ideas, and I don't, I'm not like, you know, I'm not one of those that picks a position. Are you yawning?
Yeah.
Why?
Tired.
After 12, I tell you, after
20
12,
minutes
early. After 11. I'm not one of those that picks. Actually, no, we'll have it. We'll get it. I'm not one of those.
Was that a word, that last thing that you just said?
I've got a word for you.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, fuck off. It's my word for you. I dumped that, guys, but I just.
I'm clipping that for the tribunal.
Okay.
Which is going to be very lengthy.
I think you'll find it's tribunal.
My pronunciation.
I am not one of those presenters that picks a position and then sticks with it. And attacks come from the right and I bat them off, and attacks come from the left and I bat them on. I say, I look at the evidence. I'm evolving. Please stop yawning. This is important. This is important to me and to millions of people out there listening.
There aren't millions listening.
There are millions of people out there. I put a full stop after millions of people out there, full stop, listening. New sentence.
Go on, make your point.
Right, well, it's quite an important point,
make today's
actually.
Point.
It's quite an important point.
Make today's important point.
About child sexual abuse.
Okay.
Oh, you're not going to say, make today's point about child sexual abuse?
Well, you've changed your mind about something. Let's hear it.
I need to do the build-up first.
Oh, this isn't the build-up?
This is the. I'm
feels like a build up.
Pre build up.
God.
I am not one of those presenters. I'm not your Mike Grahams. I'm not your. I'm going. Radio presenters, I mean. I'm not your. Can't think of anyone else who works here. I'm not one of those presenters that picks an argument. Sorry, I was waiting for the yawn. And sticks to it. I'm elastic. I'm silly putty. I'm fertile.
What?
I'm fertile. It means that I'm not fertile, malleable, pliable, momentous. I look at the evidence as it comes to me, and I'm not afraid to change my mind, unlike most people on Twitter and most people who broadcast. A few months ago, there was a documentary about Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, that claimed he had sexually molested two young boys, okay? I doubled down on it. And by that I mean, just to clarify, I totally was on their side. This is a serious point. I'm making a serious point now. We've had some fun. We've had the fun build-up, but we haven't been doing a serious point now. I totally went on the side of the two young men.
Mm-hmm.
Totally went on the side of the two young men.
That's the humanitarian thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Loads of people attacked me for it. Said, well, Michael Jackson is innocent. And they gave me all their bullshit, you know, counter-arguments and all that.
Some of them,
some of them got very nasty. Some of them got very nasty. But then some of the people who said that he was a paedophile also got nasty. And I thought, it would keep popping up in my mind from time to time. And then a few weeks ago, I thought, the thing I expected to happen that would back up the two young men in the documentary and would therefore back up my argument didn't happen. I expected that at least a handful in number, possibly dozens, maybe even hundreds of men now in their 30s and 40s would come forward and say, wow, yeah, that film is, I was sexually molested, raped by Michael Jackson, and seeing that film has given me the courage to come forward. Now, as far as I'm aware, this doesn't prove anything. So I'm not in any way saying, I'm now kind of sitting a little bit more on the fence, okay? What I'm about to say doesn't prove anything. But as far as I'm aware, Cass now Googling, thank you.
No, it's not. Well, it's not that.
I don't think many, if any, have come forward and said that as a result of that film.
No.
Go on.
But the people involved in that film got death threats.
Right.
Got a lot, you think you got trouble on Twitter. You can only imagine what happened to those guys.
Yeah.
So is it any wonder that anyone
might scare
watching...
Others off?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, okay. It's an argument.
Yeah, I think that that's definitely a... It could definitely be a factor.
It's an argument. Okay. So there was that. So, and I've been toying for the last few weeks as saying, I think maybe I got the Jackson thing wrong. But then I thought, actually, that's a big old thing to come on the air, because we really doubled down on it as a show. And this is just me speaking. I've got no idea what Kath's thoughts are. And we'll talk about it probably, possibly after 11. We'll see how this goes. Maybe before. And I thought, it's a tough thing to come on and actually say, well, maybe I've got a big question mark over it. So I kept thinking I was going to talk about it. And then, people would say, well, why would... The argument was always, well, why would anyone lie? And as someone who's been a victim of child sexual abuse, my argument was, I will always believe the person that tells me they've been abused. Why would anyone lie? For money? You think you're going to go through that for money? Why would anyone lie? Of course, in the last couple of days, we've had Nick, as he was called, Carl Beach, has been found guilty of lying for years and years about being raped and molested and passed around and rented out and all kinds of horrible things as a young boy by all kinds of famous people, generally politicians and people in authority, people that were named. And, you know, Leon Britton was named, found to be completely innocent. Harvey Proctor was supposedly had killed a child or was present while a child was murdered, found to be completely untrue. And I kind of bought into what this Nick, as we now know Carl Beach, was kind of saying. I believed it was, you know, it was James O'Brien would talk to Exaro News quite a lot on his show, and I trust James. It was in the papers a lot. And I bought into that. Again, why would anyone lie about that? Why would anyone make that up? I tend to believe people when they say that they have been victims of sexual abuse, particularly as a child. And then it turned out he was lying. That he's been found in a court of law, and I don't think anybody is disputing this now, that he was, put it politely, a fantasist. At worst, he was a malicious... I've not quite read the details, but, you know, at the best, he was a fantasist who believed all of this stuff he was saying. At worst, it was malicious attempt to smear the names and ruin the lives of several prominent people, some of whom are now dead and who died with that cloud hanging over them. And it's really made me think, okay, right, wow. And this might sound really naive, but some people do lie about it. And they can lie about it in a spectacular, huge fashion. This isn't, I don't mean this to sound crass, it's not someone making up, you know, teacher touch me because they want to get him in trouble, okay, which is bad. This is really well-detailed, intricate lies that went into graphic description of rape and of murder and of all kinds of things with names attached to them, all of this stuff. This was really intricate, planned out. And the whole Carl Beach thing, Nick, has totally discombobulated me. It's thrown me off my axis of what I would normally believe and what I would normally discount and who I would normally stand up for. I think it's worrying time if you have been a victim of child abuse because of that, because of Carl Beach. I think he's done an incredible amount of damage to real victims, and I can see why people would now be scared to come forward. I could see how this could actually help real paedophiles and child rapists. I can see all of that. I think it's a really unfortunate time. Now the press are saying the police were crazy to say, you know, there's a copper that famously said, if you come and speak to us, you will be believed. Now everyone's kind of attacking that. But it has knocked me off my axis ever so slightly. And it has made me think, again, it's not proof, I don't know. It's made me think, well, maybe I was wrong to double down as hard as I did on the two young men in the Michael Jackson documentary. That sometimes people do lie. I'm not saying they have, I'm not saying they're not, I don't know. But sometimes people do lie on such huge, epic scales. Because my argument was constantly, well, why would they lie? Why would they lie? Well, people do. It now transpires in as much detail and as I use the word extravagant. It's not quite right. It sounds flippant, but they were extravagant lies, as extravagantly as this Carl Beach, this Nick guy did. So it's made me think a little bit.
And there's probably no harm in doing that.
Do you know what I mean? Does what I'm saying make sense to you about that specifically, and also how it relates to the Michael Jackson thing?
It does. To me, though, there are too many things. You know, little boys being invited to sleep in the same room as a man they don't know.
Oh, the guy's obviously a dodgepot.
And that's not usual behaviour.
No.
It's not behaviour that I would, as a mother, indulge. You know, I wouldn't say, you know, as much as kids want to because they see it as a, you know, sleepover, pyjama party, whatever it is. Sorry, I don't really care how sheltered your childhood was or how weird your childhood was. You're not sleeping with my kids.
Yeah.
You know, we got people who were members of the Jackson household saying they saw strange things. I know what you mean. But my gut reaction is to give credence to people.
My gut reaction was to believe this Nick, this Carl Beach. I believed it.
Yeah, but
that was my gut reaction.
But that's not bad on you or on people that believed
it. No, but it just shows that my gut reaction can be way, way, way off course sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's humbling to learn that.
Yeah, but I think that if someone tells you something like that, it's okay to hear them out and to believe them. Maybe it will change the way it's dealt with in the media in future.
Mm.
Until it's fully, you know, fully investigated.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm putting this out there. You can phone in about this stuff if you want and share your thoughts. It's kicking ideas around, which is something you can't do on Twitter, which is why I've kind of held this off Twitter, because it's far too nuanced, and you're not allowed to think on Twitter. You have to state. Can't think. You have to state, this is my position. You can't go, well, what if this, but then maybe this?
We kind of had it a little bit with Me Too, right? In that at first, people were coming forward with their stories and they were not questioned, and then there was a backlash against it because some people, you know, were found to have not told the truth or not to have seen it the same way as the other party had seen it. And that doesn't mean I don't believe women now when they come forward and say something's happened.
0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Got a little bit heavy there for a bit. We do from time to time. We also have clunky gear changes. So if you want to call in with something frivolous, frothy and silly, you'd be very, very welcome. Got loads to talk about. Bird eggs that... bird eggs talk to each other. Did you know this?
What?
Yo, yes, yes, yes. Canned laughter, free stuff, the orgasm lady, and why some extreme Muslims want to execute magicians. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.